The governor made the rounds handing out oversized novelty checks to police chiefs and sheriffs. In Green Bay, Mayor Jim Schmidt and Chief Jim Arts accepted a check for just under $444,000.
I just want to know if I can cash it right now.
Sign it back.
Green Bay will use the money to train officers and to buy a system that'll let police remotely access things like mugshots and suspect descriptions from their patrol cars. Art says the department couldn't have bought it without the federal money.
It will definitely make the streets safer because we'll be able to have the officers out there more. They won't be in the station doing some of the reports. We'll be able to have set up a database for intelligence gathering, so we'll be able to identify offenders quicker.
Governor Jim Doyle also outlined plans to use $19 million to pay for an array of programs. Some will target truants and young gang members. Others will combat prescription drug abuse.
A few years ago, when we had money in the country, we didn't have money, that we are told, for any of these investments. Now that the country's broke, we do have money to do some things that we have not been able to do for some time.
In all, about 120 communities around the state are getting federal money. Milwaukee County's share is $6.3 million. Madison's is about $900,000. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.